This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Anne-Marie Imrie is a mother of two baby boys, one who lives at home and another who lives in her heart. After her first baby was stillborn, Anne wrote a picture book for grieving parents to read to their baby who's died. It's a love letter to the child and a way of expressing some of the more tender emotions that parents experience after the loss of a baby. Anne-Marie writes under the pen name Annie M, and she joins me in the studio. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us about your firstborn son, Xavier.
Yep. So I was 6.5 months pregnant. I had a very easy pregnancy. Actually, conceiving was also quite simple. We were very lucky. It only took us about 5 months. Then 6.5 months into the pregnancy, I experienced reduced movement. And I was a little bit concerned. But I sort of just told myself, oh, he's running out of room in there because he's starting to get bigger and there's less space, which I've since found out is a total myth. And so that was on a Thursday and I went home that night, not too concerned. Woke up the next morning and still couldn't feel any movement from the baby. And so I actually went to work and thought I'll just pop next door to the GP and they'll tell me everything's fine, which is not what happened. So I went to the GP and they were concerned and so they sent me to the hospital. So my husband met me at home and we drove to the hospital together and they did a Doppler check to listen for a heartbeat. They weren't able to find anything at that point. I was still hopeful at that point, so was my husband. Mm. They told us they were going to do a scan, so they brought in the sonographer who did the scan, and just it was all very quick. He didn't scan for long. He just looked at us and said, "I'm sorry, I'm not able to find a fetal heartbeat." And so we just crumbled, I guess, in that moment. We just completely lost it. And it was just totally unexpected. Mm. So we just sort of went through the motions. We were like, what happens now? And I think one of the most shocking things for me was that they said, oh, okay, well, sometime between now and the next week, you'll have to come back in and we'll induce you to give birth. And
did you want to do it straight away?
No, I originally thought to myself, oh, I need some time to process this. Mm. But my husband kind of jumped in before I had a chance to say anything and said, oh, we'll come in the morning. And I'm actually so glad that he did because going home that night was the longest night of my life, being at home, knowing that my baby was not alive inside of me was absolute torture. So I was so thankful that we were going in first thing the next morning to give birth.
Mm. Yeah, being induced in that situation, you know, speaking from experience, is such a – for you it would have been your first labour as well.
It was.
Yeah, and so you've got all the pain of labour and all the scariness of labour but without the joy. At the end.
Right.
Yeah. How did you feel when you saw your baby for the first time? Was it kind of a relief to see him in some ways?
It was. And I felt just like the midwives do when you have a live baby. They placed him straight up onto my chest. And he was obviously warm because he'd been inside the womb. And so it was actually a really beautiful feeling, even though he wasn't alive. And we didn't know that he was a boy. We hadn't found out the gender throughout the pregnancy. And so in a strange way, it was kind of exciting to find out, oh, it's a boy. So we still had that moment of a sliver of joy in a terribly heartbreaking situation.
Yeah. I think there is some sense that you at least are meeting the baby, which is something that often women, I think, really grieve and really miss when they don't have that opportunity, you know, to meet the baby that they've lost. So in those early days, you know, I guess from the moment that you hold your baby and It is quite an overwhelming experience of grief and loss. How did you express that? How did you cope with that at the time?
One part of me was in a heap on the floor, crying and crying and crying. The other part of me, I remember, put the washing on, cleaned out the fish tank. We had to plan a funeral, so I was making phone calls to different funeral directors. We had to decide which cemetery we were going to bury our son. There was just, it was all systems go in those first few days. So for the first week, it was plan, lots of meetings, lots of appointments. And then it wasn't until after the funeral that things kind of really crashed and I really fell into a heap.
Mm. I'm speaking to Anne-Marie Imrie. She is known as Annie M, as the author of You Could Have Been, a picture book to read to a baby that you have lost. What made you want to write a book to your son?
So a couple of things. So one of the things that I found really difficult after Xavier was born was I had all this parenting energy, like physical parenting energy, ready to go and just nowhere to put it. And so I remember wandering around the shopping center and I just desperately wanted to buy something for him. Mm. And I felt it was quite a strange feeling. I felt scared that someone would catch me out as a fraud or something if I went into the baby clothes section. But I just wanted to buy something, and I was in Big W, and I went to the book section, and I just picked up a picture book, and I thought, oh, I can. This is something I can do. I can read to him when I visit him at the cemetery, because it's hard. I mean, when we go down there, neither my husband or I knew what to do. We kind of just sat there in disbelief. It felt so surreal. And you see on the movies, people having these big poignant conversations with their loved one's headstone, and it's just not, well, it wasn't like that for us. Mm. And so I guess it just brought some comfort to be able to read to him when I visit him. And so it was just during one of those visits that I was reading to him that the idea came that perhaps I should look for a book that's written for this purpose. And when I couldn't find one, I've always had a passion for writing, I decided to write one to Xavier and all of the other babies that we love that aren't living in our arms.
Would you like to read a little bit so people can get a sense of it? Because when you talk about reading a book to a baby who has left this world, it's hard to imagine what that would be like. But if you could read a little bit, then people, I think, will get a sense of how lovely this book is.
I'd love to. Thank you. I think that's actually one of the common misconceptions. When I try to explain the book, people get a bit confused, and I have to reiterate that it's to the baby that's not living. Mm. And just that idea that it's okay to have a relationship with them even though they're no longer here.
Mm. Yeah. So it's called You Could Have Been by Annie M.
You could have been an astronaut up among the stars, and you would have been a pioneer, the first to go to Mars. You could have been a farmer down here on the land, and you would have been hardworking, so quick to lend a hand.
And the book goes through, you know, all the potential of this child, all the wonderful things they could have done and been.
Could have chosen any job and made your parents proud, but thinking of you as you are is something I have vowed. A tiny little person who brought enormous joy, but one who couldn't hang around to play with just one toy. You could have lived much longer, but this was not to be. Not among the human world, instead you're flying free. You still exist now in my heart. I think of you and smile. The only role you have to play is that of my sweet child.
Thank you. I love that you put I think of you and smile rather than, you know, I think of you and cry, because, you know, I also had a string of miscarriages and I lost a son at 16 weeks. And that time it came at the end of a long journey, but I made a conscious decision to think of that child not just as a loss but also as a gift.
Yeah.
In the way that my other children are gifts. Is that how you feel about Xavier?
It is. It took me a while to get to that point, but definitely I feel like he's changed my life for the better. Obviously, if I had the option, I would have him back in a heartbeat. But I guess the way that my life has changed and the beautiful things that have come into my life as a result of him, I thank him for that.
You know, speaking of good things that have come out of this, have you had feedback from other people about what the book has meant to them?
Oh, yes, I've had some beautiful feedback. I actually had a mum who ordered the book to read at her son's funeral, and she messaged me and said it was a really special moment at the end of their son's funeral. Other people have just said some lovely things. I got a message from one woman that said she was just having the worst day and she'd ordered the book and the book turned up and it just put her at peace. Other people have sent me photos of them sitting with a teddy bear that belonged to their baby, reading the book, or reading the book at the cemetery, or with candles lit by their child's urn. So that's been a really special part of it, hearing from other mums and dads.
I think the reason that a book like this would be so valued by people is that, you know, often we don't have ceremonies for these kind of events, and we don't know what to do sometimes at the funeral or the burial. So it gives people a way of expressing something of what they're feeling. Before I let you go, Anne-Marie, you know, people do struggle with how to support someone who's gone through something as heartbreaking as losing a baby.
Yeah.
What was most helpful to you and how would you advise other people to, you know, how to get through that time?
So the thing that was most helpful for me is just it's really difficult to support somebody that's grieving. I often, even though I was in my own grief and in my own world, I was aware, really aware of the people that were close to me that were supporting me and the impact it was having on them. I guess I would just say you have to have a lot of energy and not give up. It's a grieving person might want to talk and cry and share one moment and then just sort of go into a bit of a shell and not speak to anyone in the next moment. So I guess you have to have just a level of understanding that it's what they're going through and their responses aren't about you, and you have to have the ability to be able to just sit through that discomfort and just keep showing up, not in an annoying way, but just keep throwing messages out there saying, I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of your son. I think a really special thing that our families did was just acknowledge Xavier at important events. So at Christmas time, they'll do a balloon release, or they just, if they buy presents for the other kids in the family, they'll buy a present for Xavier as well for us to keep. So just keeping his memory alive and saying his name is probably one of the most important things that helped me.
So writing a book about something as heartbreaking as stillbirth is a very brave thing to do, not only because you are putting all your heartache out there, but because in the process of sharing the book, you have to keep reliving it. And so I just want to say thank you to you for coming in today and sharing your story, because I know it will help a lot of people.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I was actually listening to Hope on the way out here and I heard some people sharing their reviews, I guess, of the station and talking about Hope in general. And I got a bit teary. I might get a bit teary now. I just started thinking, after Xavier died, hope was all I had. Hope that there would be better days ahead. Hope that we would get to have a living baby one day. Hope that my husband and I would get through this difficult time. Hope that the people, you know, that I loved would stick by me. It really felt like that's all I had. And, yeah, I think it's a beautiful message that you have here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's Anne-Marie Imrie, known as Annie M as an author. She has written this book, You Could Have Been. It's a picture book to read to a cherished baby that has passed away. And you can find it at her website, anniemauthor.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.